Hello, hello. I am Pure Rosemary. I decided randomly that I wanted to do my first AMA. Honestly, I didn't think that I would get the questions that I got or as many as I got. Truly, I don't know why. I always assumed that AMAs were like meant for like, I guess, the more popular like users and creators, but I was wrong. So I'm just going to hop into it. I'm actually really excited for these questions. I think there's a good variety, I think. Okay, so the first question I got was, what are the horror movies you absolutely love and absolutely hate? Truly, I think horror is one of my favorite genres. I think that horror movies, I guess, in the last, like you could say like 10 years, quality has been really down. But I guess my absolute favorite would be had to be, I guess, Freddy vs. Jason. And honestly, it's not even based on the quality of the movie or anything. It's just it was my first horror movie that scarred me as a kid. But I watch it from time to time for, I guess, the nostalgic feeling. It was pretty good. I am also a fan of Child's Play. Any of the Chucky movies, Seed of Chucky, was hilarious and awesome. As far as hate, I don't know. I think Scream didn't do it for me, any of those. The Nun, it was funny because the people I was watching it with, but, like, honestly, the movie was boring to me personally. I think that a lot of the, I guess, the doll, not the doll possession, I'm sorry, like, the spirit things like that, like, the Nun, just don't hit it for me. Like, house possessions, there's, like, a spirit in the house. Those movies don't really do it for me. I'm all about, like, I guess, like, Halloween is another favorite of mine. I think that the recent ones, I don't know, they make way too many. I think it overstayed their welcome, quite personally. But, like, the serial killer things. That sounds crazy, but those are my favorites. Just the whole possession thing is just so stupid, and I am not a fan. I think that it could be a good concept, honestly. I just think that a lot of the Hollywood movies just have a good concept but execute it poorly. So that is my pain on that. Why did you start this journey into audio porn? My story getting into GWA and everything is such a strange thing. It was a random night, as random as it could possibly get, last year, that I randomly wanted to do audios. Like, it was as random as it gets. I'd never done it before. But I had, no one knows this, is crazy. I have phone sex, line experience, as in I worked with this company for like, I think a little over a year, just a teeny bit over a year. And I decided like, oh, people get paid to record this shit. Like, let's do it. So I was searching online, looking at stuff, the process and everything. And I found GWA on Reddit. I knew about Reddit, but I actually never had a Reddit account. I think I would click on them every once in a while when I had like an internet question, but that's truly it. And I was like, okay. I made a Reddit account that night. This was before I was Pure Rosemary, before I had my rebranding. I made audio that night. I'll never forget it. It was an FDOM burglar script. I was a burglar that broke in. I posted it and it got way more love than I thought. And the person that wrote the script, I actually messaged them that night and we're actually friends to this day. He's such a sweetheart. that just reminds me of like, I think like my first mistake as an audio maker. My first few scripts or script fills were FDOM, and people on the internet just assume that I was a DOM, and I'm as submissive as it gets. I think I have like an inkling of DOM in me, but like not really. But yeah, I've been in the community for about over a year now, and you know, because of the people and everything, I've enjoyed my stay for sure. Stupid question. Why don't you upload more audios? Okay, so I was very consistent last year in the beginning of my time doing audios. I was very consistent in uploading. I think I did like one, like maybe every week. But toward the end of last year, I fell off. I had a surgery in September, so that was one reason. And I also just wasn't there mentally. I was going through a lot. Quarantine really wore down on me mentally and emotionally, as I'm sure a lot of people can relate to. I was really at my wit's end. And honestly, certain things that were happening within the community, I just wasn't happening anymore. And I needed to get away. So I was still active in the community, supporting other people, but I was not recording audios. I was, in October, I did help Mr. Dead Lucky Seven with his Circus of Sin project. So I was still working in the community. I just wasn't recording audios. I did make a comeback audio a little bit ago. I haven't made one since. Only thing is, though, I live with people. I live with someone. And I don't exactly have that privacy to record and do porn. So whenever I find those moments of privacy, I definitely want to get back into making audios. I refound that joy in it, and I would love to do it. I just have to find the privacy to do so, and which I'm sure a lot of people can relate to. Okay, what's the most difficult thing about being an admin? And how do you balance your work, school, and admin work time? Okay, well, the most difficult thing about being an admin, I think, for those who don't know, I'm a moderator, one of the moderators of Gone Wild Audio subreddit, and one of the two for Pillow Talk Audio just recently. The most difficult thing is decision making. Gone Wild Audio is a very big subreddit. I believe that we're close to 700,000, if not there yet already. I've not checked. But there are a lot of users that you have to moderate, and you have to make decisions that not everyone's going to agree with. I was told this in the beginning of my time, that you can't make everyone happy. And you don't really realize that until you're in it, and you have to make those decisions that people aren't going to agree with. Even if you as a moderator are complete within the right, they broke a rule, they're completely wrong, people will still argue with you. And someone like me in the beginning took it very personally. Moderating began to take a toll on my mental health, because I hadn't learned yet to not take people acting like that, acting unreasonably, like to not take it personally. But now I think I've definitely matured. I went through a lot, I think, in the beginning, because I was learning, I was doing my best. And now I just don't take it one shit, especially if I'm not in the wrong. If I know that they broke a rule, that they're in the wrong, I don't take their shit. I also don't argue with people anymore. I think that was my biggest mistake. I would argue people down. I would go back and forth with people. Then I realized I'm the moderator. I'm the person, the position of leadership. Like, I have to act like it. So after I learned those things, I learned a few things. Also, I took a few steps back and everything. Things became a lot easier for me, I believe. And how do I balance it? Moderation, and no pun intended. It's just managing your time. I am not working currently, but I am going back to school very soon, next month. And I was in nursing school when I first became a moderator earlier this year. And how I balanced it was, if I didn't have the time, I didn't put it. Like, I wasn't going to force my time into moderation. Moderating the subreddit, I knew that school and my personal life came first. So when all that stuff was taken care of, if I had the free time in my hands, I would then, you know, do what I had to do as a moderator. But I think that's like the biggest lesson I could put out there, is to just delegate your time better. Do not think that you owe your life to the subreddit or whatever you're moderating. It is your job, I suppose, to moderate, but always put yourself first. Always, always, always. What's your favorite Sims 4 pack? I am extremely obsessed with Sims 4, as people know. I don't hide it. My favorite Sims 4 pack is actually the most recent one, for Cottage, the Cottage pack. It's so pretty. It's so beautiful. I love the animals. I love like the little bunnies. I love the clothes. Like, it's so gorgeous. The layout is nice. The housing is nice. The furniture is pretty. Like, it's my new favorite. Before that one came out, so that one came out recently. Before that one came out, I think I would have to say my favorite was... I wish I could tell you. I wasn't really familiar with the packs because I bought them like all at once. Whatever it was, one it was for the children. I think that the stuff that they have for kids and stuff is so nice and pretty. I wish they did have more like outdoor, you know, like Sims 3 had like the playground stuff. They don't have that. And I wish I had more of that. They have like the monkey bars and stuff. It's like, no, that's boring. I want like a whole park, but you can't do that. that's what I wish, but truly, the cottage one is so pretty. I recommend it. What do you think about ducks? Do you think they look so adorable and cuddly because they're trying to take over and rule us? I think ducks are jackasses. I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm going to say that as bluntly as possible. I think that ducks are assholes. But as far as ruling us, I don't think so. I more think about that about goose or geese. They are even more assholes, and I feel like they want to rule us all. So ducks are okay. They're just buttholes that want to be left alone, but we can all relate to that. If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? Fuck. Pizza or... or fried rice, like pork fried rice, because my favorite cuisine is Chinese food. So I guess, yeah, probably pizza. You can never go wrong with pizza. How does it feel to be number one for hair porn? Also, what are the top three things that you only need to think about and they'll make you smile? So first of all, those who don't know, I post hair porn. I haven't in a long time. I post hair porn on my Twitter. And the origin of the hair porn was from actually Mr. Deadly Lucky 7, my big brother of the internet. Last year, when like we were becoming friends, when he found out what my hair looked like, I would send him like pictures of my hair and stuff, and he called it hair porn. He would like need his quote unquote daily doses of hair porn. And so I just started posting my hair, and I didn't realize people cared about it, because actually just recently I got a message with someone saying, what happened to your hair porn? And I'm like, I didn't know people cared. Honestly, I just haven't felt like posting it. How does it feel? I mean, good. I mean, I think I trademarked this at this point, hair porn. I think it's like a trademark. So if you use it, you owe me. And three things that I think about make me smile. Honestly, I love smiling. I love laughing, as you can tell. It like cures the soul. I would say also my like moments with my friends where we're like laughing the hardest. I think my little group that I had, like, we're like super silly and crazy. And every like call we have together is nothing but insanity. So that's one. I guess another one would be my mother. My mother passed when I was 12. She was probably the craziest, but like the most loving and kindest person like I to this day have ever known besides myself. So every time we think about her and like memories and everything, like obviously always makes me smile. And I believe if I had to pick a third thing, it would be, I guess, how far I've come. Sometimes when I'm alone and not listening to anything, not watching anything, I tend to get to thinking, and I guess you can say appreciate, or I'm thankful that I've made it this far. I've definitely gone through a lot. I've experienced so much, have way low downs and also the good highs. So looking back, you know, from where I was to where I am now, I may not be the most successful person, but you know, I smile and I think about like, wow, like I really conquered some hard shit, and I know that I have miles and miles more to go, and I think that I'm ready to face it. I'm ready. Why is Rosie so cool? Because she's my best friend, and she's really cute, and I love her, and when you hear this, know that I love you. And you're one of the funniest people I know. You're super silly. And you always make me smile and laugh. And I miss you. What's a weird food combination that might get you bad looks from everyone, but you still love it? I actually don't think I have any weird food combinations. Like, I really tried to think about this when I first saw the question. I don't have any weird food combinations because I am the kind of person that I don't really like mixing my food. Okay, I guess I have one, but it's not weird. It's just like what I do. So I haven't done it in a while, but I used to get spicy Doritos. And then I used to get a bag of like the Smart Food, like white cheddar popcorn. I used to like crush up the Doritos, not too bad, but like just smaller chunks. And then I would mix it with the white popcorn in one bag and I would eat it like that. That's not really weird, but that's just something that I like. Two different textures, by the way. It is very odd when it's in your mouth, but I liked it. What's your favorite type of audio to listen versus favorite type to create? So first of all, I want to say that I am actually not much of a listener. I've actually, like, when I came into the community, people that I befriended people so well. Because, like, I really wasn't a listener, so I didn't know any of these people. I wasn't, like, a fan of these people. So I got, like, fresh starts, and that was, it's good, you know what I mean? To get to know a person for them and not really because of the audios they make. But as far as if I do listening, if I have to, it would be, you know, the MDOM stuff. I am heavy, 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 heavy into puppy pet play, which is actually rare on the subreddit, which is why I do a lot of it. Cause it's like, why not be the change you want to see? You know what I mean? And so I'll listen to MDOM stuff, the feral stuff. You know what I mean? As far as creating, I guess it's the, like opposing to what I listen to. The F sub, puppy pet play, obviously. But also the reason why I did so many Dom things though, so many Dom scripts, is because I find FDOM scripts to be easier to record. That is literally it. Some of the aspects of it are, I guess, appealing to me, but truly they're just easier to record. I wish I could describe why. They just are. So yeah. I'm sorry. So another question I got is, what is your favorite animal? Besides dogs, I really love Black Panthers. I think they're really cool. Excuse me. And I really love like ferrets. I want one, but you know, my grandmother said no. Do you watch anime? If so, what kind? I do watch anime. I watch whatever is recommended to me. Honestly, I love the tearjerkers. I like my feelings to be hurt. I like the mind fucks. I love that shit. One I do hate though is like slow buildups. That's why I don't really like movies. I like action from beginning to end. I want you to grab my attention from the first episode all the way to the last. I hate slow buildups. I hate it. I get bored. I think my favorite is like between Attack on Titan and like ReZero. ReZero was a good one. I have to watch season 2. I know I'm behind. And also like occasionally the cute stuff, like, you know, just for the lighthearted stuff. Stuff I know I can go to if like I'm feeling bad. Or if I just watch a scary movie, I can watch like a cute lighthearted anime and stuff like that. How would you describe yourself? I think that I would describe myself as my own worst enemy. I believe that I am my own, like, I am a harsh critic on myself. I do a lot of writing, and everyone will tell you, like, I always say that my writing is shit, but people are always like, oh, your writing is so good, but, like, I don't think so, you know? I also say that when you first meet me, I'm very abrasive. I come off, like, very bitchy, and I insult people left and right. But then you find out that I actually have, like, the biggest heart ever. I would give my last to someone who needed it. I don't mind sticking my neck out for my friends, being there for them. I really don't mind. I just don't know how to do that for myself. I don't know how to be there for myself. I always put my needs last. And I think that will always be my biggest downfall, because then someone turned out to be a piece of shit and, like, just using me. You know, I get fucked over. And even when that happens, I still blame myself. So everyone has growing to do. I also would say that I'm very intolerant. I don't believe in coddling. I know it comes off as mean, but I believe in just saying plain facts and the truth, spill it out, be upfront. I do not believe in sugarcoating anything like that. I believe that you are doing that person a disservice if you're just trying to sugarcoat them and coddle them. It doesn't do them any justice. They can't grow. They can't learn if that's what you're doing. So I am not very liked for my bitchiness, and that's okay. I don't think I would change that part of myself. I tell it like it is. And yeah. If you had a dollar and that was your last dollar of the month, but someone ripped it in half, would you be mad? I would be very mad because you have no business ripping anything of mine. I don't care if it was my $1 million. You shouldn't be ripping anything of mine. That's not yours. I will key your car, I promise you. And my last question is, how do you manage to balance the work you do with Reddit, Twitter, etc., and having such a wonderful big brain in your real life achievements? Like I was saying earlier, Like I was saying earlier, it's just about delegating your time. My biggest achievement was finishing nursing school. It was something I didn't think I would do. I finished it back in June. I passed my nursing exam with flying colors. That being said, it wasn't easy. I did take a long break from Twitter a little bit ago. And honestly, that was probably like the biggest breath of fresh air that I had, taking a break from Twitter, because it can be very toxic, especially if you're on it for too much and like everything that was going on at the time. But anyway, I'm proud of my in real life achievements, but I have to say that if it wasn't for the people that I've met through Reddit, I didn't think it would be possible. A lot of my development as a human being goes to some of the amazing people that I've met. They play a part in my development, and my growth and my maturity. I promise you, the person that you're seeing now was nothing like who I was back in like October, November, December. I'm a completely different person now, and I can see that difference. And I hope that people who have watched me grow also can tell the difference, because it's probably one of my, like, one of the things I'm like most proud of is how far I've come. I feel like I made this like all sappy and weird. I'm sorry. But thank you so much for listening. That is actually all the questions I have as far as I know. I'm also sorry if I say a lot I truly like don't usually know what to say. I want to do as completely unscripted as possible and just be the natural me behind the mic. I hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you so much. And until next time, bye.